Here comes the
Deadpan
Squad, America's newest and deadliest secret weapon. Meet CJ, the leader of the
Deadpan
Squad, played by
SB.
Crucial members of the
Deadpan
Squad from every class of society.
CJ's
code prefix is 0038-2435.
No, I couldn't take you with me if I couldn't trust you, could I?
Of course not. Because the minute you turned your back, I'd kill you.
Oh.
LeJohn,
a madman, brilliantly portrayed by
Johnny Null,
plots the overthrow of the entire world. The enemy is tough, but the
Deadpan
Squad is tougher. Their destructive tactics range from the flashing of a .45, the deadly blade of a dagger, or their slashing hands, bloody kung fu. Judo!
The Deadpan
Squad wrote the book. They work and kill for Uncle
Jack Mangan.
For pulse-pounding excitement, for thrills that mount and overwhelm you, don't miss
the Deadpan
Squad
in the Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Total entertainment for all ages. Be sure to see
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Another great opening from Kurt and St. George. That is not a.k.a. Kurt Dirt McGirt, just Kurt. Anyway, thank you for joining us on Deadpan number 173. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the abominable Dr. Fibes. Which is fitting enough because my co-host for this episode is the legend Vincent Price. Thank you, Vinny, for joining us.
High on you. You're an idiot.
Okay. Yes, he does seem a little cranky about taking the gig, but you know. So anyway, we've got a lot of fun stuff lined up for this episode, so I'm going to STFU this intro babble, and we'll get right into it.
Hey, I'm thinking, oh boy.
Join me, Alex Fenson, at www.newforestpodcast.co.uk. Bringing you news, views, facts, figures, coming events from around the New Forest here in the south of UK, mixed with a selection of PodSafe music. Join me now at www.newforestpodcast.co.uk.
How do you have any players you don't even need?
Deadpan is away.
It is quite obvious that you do not understand me, and in all probability you never will.
Enjoy the smooth, refreshing taste of Deadpan Unfiltered, now with 50% less tar. Deadpan, the unpodcast. Never had it, never will. Crunch all you want, we'll make more. Where's the beef? Podcasts check in, but they don't check out. Snap into it! We make podcasts the old-fashioned way. We earn them. Deadpan, the choice of a new generation. Deadpan, eat fresh. $5 Deadpan. Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name. It's the quicker picker-upper. Deadpan, the toughest job you'll ever love. Tastes great, less tainted. Got Deadpan? Have a Deadpan and a smile and shut the fuck up. Deadpans are a very serious cookie. Live better. Jack Mangan kills bugs dead. Deadpan, the fresh maker. With rich Corinthian leather. Know what I mean, Vern? I'm a Deadpan, you're a Deadpan. Wouldn't you like to be a Deadpan too? Wash that pod taint right out of your hair. Deadpan, oh boya. I want to be a Deadpan's RS kid. We'll leave the light on for you. Nobody doesn't like Deadpan. When you care enough to send the very best, it's in the game. Deadpan, wait till we get our nipples on you. Checked by Inspector 12. Obey your thirst. Leave the last S off for savings. When your bank says no, Deadpan says yes. With a name like Deadpan, it has to be good. I dreamt I listened to Deadpan in my maiden form bra. Is it live or is it Deadpan? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Deadpan? Deadpan, the other white meat. It's strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. Deadpan really satisfies. Deadpan keeps going and going and going and going and going. Good to the last drop. Marge, I soaked in it. Yo quiero deadpan. It's what for dinner. Smell like a deadpan.
Hi, Jack Mangan. This is Dan in Medford, Oregon. I was going to call and give you the list of the contents of my refrigerator, but the esposa EO went shopping, and that would take too long. So instead, I'm going to give you the contents of my spam email folder. Enjoy. Narrative. Narrative, story, and poem of the week. Small dog deals. Smalldog.com. Deal retriever number 32. Mark Maron. Dane Cook plus Mark Maron the rock star. Check it out.
What in the name of all that's holy is that thing?
Wholesale. Winner. 70% max discounts. Plunder Abroad article series female. Angus Zora. Try out the miracle of male enhancement industry. It may change everything.
Is there no morality left in this world?
Best discounts. 70% off ephemeris. Arizona Wage EU. Frederica Consumentau 4 at neostrata.pl. You are lucky winner of Powerball.
This is Ed from Texas. Fry up your brains on Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Dumbass Memories.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Ed from Texas with a very fresh dumbass memory to share. My wife works from home, telecommuting up to her company's home office in Chicago. Because really, who wants to live in Chicago? And yes, I know Andrea is going to kick my ass in 2012 when she finally gets to listen to this. But anyway, in the office area that we have set up for her, she's got her home computer, her work computer, and a VoIP phone that her company has set up for her to give her a local Chicago number. All three of these are plugged into a common switch that then goes out to a router and out to the internet. She complained to me one day here recently that she could not get to the internet from her desktop computer. Her work computer and her phone were still fine. Well, naturally that told me that the problem must be with her computer somewhere. So I poked around in the software and couldn't find any problems, but I couldn't get it to connect. I finally decided, well, maybe the network card's gone bad. So I replaced the network card with another one that I had. No luck there, same result. So I went and replaced the cable. Well, actually, I did that first. I replaced the cable. No luck there either, because that's a common problem. So I was about done pulling my hair out, because I could not figure out what could possibly be affecting just her computer, but nothing else. So I went back and decided I was going to unhook everything and maybe there was a problem with the port on the switch or something. And I go back behind her desk and start tracing all the lines. And I figure out that the switch that her computer is plugged into and her work computer plugged into are not actually connected to anything else. There's another blue cable that comes from one port, loops around through the snake fest of cables, and then connects back to that same switch. So it forms a loop to nowhere. So I'm trying to figure out, well, why is her work computer working? And why is her phone working? Well, I go and I look at her phone and find out that the wire that came from the router over to the switch is actually just going directly to the phone. Okay, so we know why the phone's still working. And then I go and I look at her work laptop to confirm my fear that, yes, her work laptop is working not because of the wired connection, but because it's got the wireless turned on and is hooking in that way. So, what I thought was a obvious hardware problem with her computer turned out to somehow just be a bad wiring job that was working the week before, so somebody must have been playing with those wires, and my wife denies responsibility, so naturally that means it's my fault. So, what does that leave us with? The wisdom of Sherlock Holmes, that once you've eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. In this case, the last thing I would have thought to have checked the wires being hooked up in the wrong spots. So there you go. It took me about a week to finally get all this figured out.
It is so easy to commit embarrassing blunders. But etiquette tells us just what is expected of us and guards us from all humiliation and discomfort.
This is Rose Sanko, R.E. Read and subscribe. Facebook team. Facebook service sent you a message on Facebook. Best Buy. Save up to $400 on brand name HD TVs.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Paul, Mackey. We're stuck on a train in the weather. We're backed into under an overpass in downtown Minneapolis, waiting for tornadoes to pass by on tracks ahead of us. Actually, they're moving us ahead now, finally. We're finally moving out. Hey, Puck. Hey, Puck. Say hi to Jack Mangan. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Deadpan.
Hi, Deadpan.
Deadpan is away. Deadpan is away. Hi.
Why, sure. Why?
Number one.
Reaper says, Star hands LeJohn a rolled up newspaper star. LeJohn, this should help.
All right, number two.
Used Hair says, Pod People is my favorite, like three different movies all wrapped into one. Closely followed by Fugitive Alien singing. This is the song written for the chase scene. This is the chase Rocky and Ken. He tried to kill me with the forklift, which is sadly not available on Netflix yet.
Number three.
LeJohn says, damn it, I knew I'd have to see Inception. Do not want hate Linguini DiCaprio.
All right. Number...
All right, hang on. Vincent. You're doing a great job as co-host, but, you know, maybe you should just tone it down a little bit. I think the joke is really, really getting worn thin.
Get out of here.
Hey, and nothing personal, man. Just, all right, on with the greasy nipples. Jeremy from Seattle says, Lopan has an assless habit, I hear, ellipsis. Star, roar, star.
Well, who's next?
Bitch, shut the fuck up!
The smarty hottie says, but first, ellipsis, Argentina legalized gay marriage today, !! I am quite proud of Argentina from being a laughingstock after the financial collapse several years ago to having a very progressive female president to legalizing gay marriage. CJ says, went to the Grease sing-along last night. I didn't think it was possible to make the movie any cheesier, but they succeeded, and it was made of awesome. My favorite thing was the way they added a graphics to the lyrics as they played them on the screen, such as http://tinyurl.com/32fj96c. First of the week, Vanamond says, the rays of sun shine down, but I see only one. Try to think I'm over you. I find I've just begun. There you have it. Greasy comments.
D E A D P A N Dead Pan.
I'mLive.com. I'mLive's sexy summer fling is still going strong. Party with hot co-eds now. Chang Han, notification. Mika Mady, enlarge your penis 1 to 4 inches or your money back.
Oh, good for you!
Mr. Jerry Ntai, it is a business proposal. Angelica Elana, replica Rolex watches, Omega, Breitling, Tag Heuer, Cartier, 14 days money back. Viagra USA online store, hot news, 70% off all June, recordings.
And how was it?
Monica Alexander, good news, contact us.
Welcome to Canada.
Finland, Finland, Finland.
I see you, I feel you. You go on. Let me see if I can get a key. Pick a key.
Any key.
Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does. Go on. Once more, you heart will go on and on.
They won't obey their parents, they just want a fart and curse. Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Blame Canada. You know, it isn't even a real country anyway.
Plus, I'm gonna be a doctor or a lawyer, it's a true. It's Teddy Burned a Black of Peggy on a barbecue.
Should we make the matches? Should we make the fight? Or the fuck is so alive and kill a slave?
And
no, blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the happy home of the moon and the kitchen,
Marie, too.
Are there icebergs in Canada?
I don't know, eh?
All right, what the fuck happens to your laugh at the end there, Vincent? You go from diabolical madman to that kooky uncle who plays his cheeks as a percussion instrument.
I am a very ticklish person. And when my wife embraces me in just the right way, I giggle.
Okay, TMI.
Your mouth. Shut it!
So, do Victorian androids dream of steam-powered sheep? Hey, Radiohead fans, do paranoid androids dream of electric creeps? Do breakdancing androids dream of electric boogaloo? Do droids in a land speeder at Mos Eisley dream of... Oh, wait, sorry. These are not the droids we're looking for. Move along. Do android Scottish shepherds have wet dreams of electric sheep? I kid the Scottish. Do android sheep dream of electric bow peeps? Do ancient druids dream of electric anything? Or of 18-inch stage decorations?
I think that the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf.
Do electric toothbrushes dream of cavity creeps? Does an android marry Poppins' dream of electric chimney sweeps? And finally, credit retro for this one. Do androids get steel wool from electric sheep?
This motherfucker!
Hello, my name is Jimmy. I live in Denver. You are listening to Jackie Magnum's Deadpan Podcast. I like him. He makes me giggle.
This is Mary Fisher from Mrs. Fisher. Contact FedEx Courier Company. Chang Han, notification. Guarino Timothy Peter, greetings from China. Reply to Xinsheng XX at yahoo.com.cn. Mr. Stephen Ayodele Mahmoud, confidential partnership proposal. ATM Department, Central Bank of Nigeria. Your payment via HSBC Visa ATM debit card. Well, that's it. I'm going to see how much money the Central Bank of Nigeria wants to give me, and maybe then I can afford to extend my penis 1 to 4 inches. So thanks, Jack. And remember, deadpan is the way, whether you're motherfucking or not.
All right, thanks, Dan in Medford. And welcome to Deadpan. And apologies, and this is a dumbass memory, if you have contributed in the past, and I'm forgetting. But I don't think you have, and welcome. Committed.
You're an idiot.
All right, so what do we have to do? We have to, as of right now, I believe what I have for the next episode, the next Deadpan variety type episode, are the contents of Amy Bowen's purse and the contents of the candy jar at Paul Mackey's work. So therefore, you should send me stuff too. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMY. That's 206-350-8664. Or you can email the stuff to me. Email me WAV or MP3 or even AIF files. They work. The email address is sphericaljackm... @gmail.com. All right, and a few quick notes for the Deadpan future. I'd say that we've successfully pulled off 2 60-line segments, and actually I have some great outtakes from your 60 Lines Part 2 contributions that will be heard in a future Deadpan. So there you go. That will be in there along with Amy Bowen's purse and Paul Mackey's candy jar. You should still send me shit. Anyway, 60 Lines 3, the third and final installment, is coming up. As of right now, there are somehow 75 lines written for 60 Lines Part 3, and you are welcome to participate. So far, the people who have confirmed are Ditto, Van, Rhett, JFS, SB, LeJohn, Usehair, CJ, Ed, Amy, Justa Joe, John Bose, Lopan, I think, and Johnny Null. So spread the word, and feel free to sign up. If you want to play along, then please just send me an email again, sphericaljackm@gmail.com, or just jack@jackmangan.com. And let me know that you want to be in on 60 Lines Part 3. Or if you just have questions, as in, what the hell is 60 Lines Part 3? The Deadpan Summer Palooza voting is through. We've chosen a movie, so go out and grab it on Netflix. It is available on Netflix or on Amazon or lots of other places. I'd say Blockbuster, but good luck finding one. The movie is called Dark Star. And just a really quick look at SurveyMonkey to see what the other stuff. Buckaroo Banzai was actually second to Dark Star, and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which covers the books, movies, etc., came in third. And everything else got something except Dune. Dune got nothing. And our write-in replies, we had Eating Raoul, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, Hard Candy, My Butt. I'll have you know, actually, I tracked in the... That contributor lives in Colorado, the person who suggested My Butt. Cannibal the Musical, and here, as it was written, UHF, 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 UHF. Speaking of that, CJ, have a great time at Comic-Con in San Diego. We want to hear all about it when you get back. So anyway, the movie will be Dark Star. We're going to give it the deadpan treatment, which is not what every other fucking science fiction blog in the universe does or podcast does, where geeks sit around and act like geeks about a movie or something. We're going to examine Dark Star in the deadpan way. Although, let's face it, this is John Carpenter's first movie. It's kind of a riff on 2001. It takes place in outer space. I mean, the geek stuff is right there. Anyway, what else we got? I have two other actually participatory projects to follow up on 60 Lines Part 3. But I think I'm just going to be mysterious about it for now. You know, keep you interested. All right, this outro babble has gone on for far too long. I'm actually going to leave with some stolen paragraphs. Here, I don't have the sound effect ready, so I'm just going to flip through the pages by the microphone. Live theater, live podcast theater, folks. It's from a book called I Promise I'll Find You. If I had a little rowboat, I'd row across the sea. I'd row, 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 and I'd bring you back to me. If I had a little airplane, I'd fly across the sky. I'd look and look and look for you as every day went by. Skip to the last couple of pages. And if I had no other way, I'd walk or crawl or run. I'd search to the very ends of the earth for you, my precious one. So remember this, my darling, for it is very true. If ever you're apart from me, I'll search till I find you. That is from a lovely book called I Promise I'll Find You, written by Heather Patricia Ward and illustrated by Sheila McGraw. All right, going to leave with some music. This is actually sort of a deadpan debut for this bit of music. I used to play a track called New Solid to end some episodes. It was a kind of a mashup tune. But you'll probably never hear New Solid again around deadpan. Instead, you may occasionally hear this tune right here called Solid Reborn. And with that, I'm out. I'm not coming back after the music. I want to thank Vincent Price for being a sometimes cranky but mostly fun co-host. Vincent, thank you very much for being here.
I sometimes feel that I am impersonating the dark subconscious of the whole human race.
Good night, Mush.
sorry I've kept you so late here tonight.